It's the TSW Toy Box Podcast from Talk Star Wars. Each month, collect a brand new show, each released separately, featuring three hosts with movable arms and legs. Mark.
The Supreme Master, the Emperor.
Jeremy.
And he's got a lightsaber.
And moderated by Rob.
There's a trash monster.
It's the TSW Toy Box from Talk Star Wars.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Hello there, and welcome to the TSW Toy Box Podcast, a Talk Star Wars podcast, part of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. That is a big old blurb, but we get there every time. So, I am the host, Rob, and I'm joined by Mark.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
And I'm also joined by Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how is everybody doing? Are we all well?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, you're such a positive guy, Mark. I always love hearing this. Every time I speak to you, I ask how you're doing. You're fantastic. You're not
it's
just well.
Crazy, but I'm fantastic.
Yeah, the weather's taken a slight turn for the worse.
I think we're getting that storm from America.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're just, this time of year, it's never particularly warm anyway.
Anyone would think it's autumn, wouldn't they?
Well, quite so, wouldn't they just? But, yes. Of course, obviously, our thoughts go out to those affected by the recent tragic events in terms of weather across the across North and South America.
Across the globe, everyone, at the moment, isn't it?
Well, quite so, yeah.
Bangladesh as well, isn't it?
Yeah, stay safe, everybody. Maybe keep comfy indoors with a nice podcast, perhaps the TSW Toy Box, something from the Talk Star Wars family, no doubt. So, yeah, everybody's well. Everybody's, you know... Everybody's feeling good, so let's talk about some toys.
Yes, please.
I know that's why you come here, Mark.
It is every day.
Yeah, it gets out of your system in the best possible way.
Oh, definitely.
So let's dive right into it then. So Force Friday happened since last time we all were able to gather. Everybody, it seemed to me, had an enormous haul to show for their time.
Eventually.
So let's go around the houses and we'll talk about each of our respective halls and we'll talk about our experiences as well. So, Mark, do you want to kick us off?
Right. I've got a full list.
I bet you do.
Yeah, when I went down to Smith's on the midnight opening on Thursday night, there was very little there. The looks disappeared straight away. There was a couple of 3¾ left. So I did. I popped in on the Friday morning and there still wasn't anything there on the shelves. I did eventually get a couple of looks, a C-3PO and a Chewie in their 3¾. The Black Series, I got Luke Skywalker, Thrawn.
Nice.
Oh. And I've just noticed today that Smiths have 6 Heras in. So I might pop down there in the morning to get one of those.
Cool, excellent. They've still got some left.
They must have had a new shipment in recently.
Okay,
they've got 6 of them. So,
wow.
Debbie went out when I was at work. She went to Toys R Us for me. She picked up herself a Funko Porg.
Yep.
And a Funko Chewie with Porg.
Yep, so there's a theme here, isn't there?
Yeah, she also bought the £50 Porg as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so...
What's that? I didn't see that. What's...
The like talking...
Soft one.
Flap its wings, it walks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I should have brought it down. He could have listened to it.
Yeah, it's the one, Jeremy, that is on Twitter a lot. The people sort of showing it off, the noise it makes and the flapping its arms and stuff.
I saw the little ones. We played with them, but I didn't see a really big one.
No. It wasn't that big.
No, it's not very big.
No. That might be the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. So Mark, your experience, by the sounds of it, wasn't initially particularly positive.
No, as you know, Toys R Us wasn't open midnight in Leeds. Their stock is pretty good because they know about the midnight openings. They invented them.
Did they
Smith's,
really?
Yeah, yeah. For the Episode 1. That was the first Midnight opening.
Ah.
Smiths don't really know what they're doing at the moment. They will learn. We have got three Smiths in the area in Leeds. So
blimey.
We've got a good selection. I can get more or less anything I want now. It's just waiting for it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm impressed because, I mean, Jeremy and obviously listeners know Jeremy and myself are not far apart in terms of where we live. There's one Smith's Toys near us, Jeremy, right?
Yeah, it's down in Alston on the retail park.
See, even that's not that close.
No, but that's it, I think, other than about Croydon or something.
Yeah, exactly. That you have to go kind of up towards the orbital before you start seeing any others turn up. I mean, obviously, if people know of any others that we're overlooking, then by all means get in touch. But, you know, as it is, I think it's the Aylesford's the closest one. And like I say, it's not exactly, that's not exactly particularly accessible. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not far from me, but that's it other than that one, though, isn't it?
Oh, of course, it's near your work, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
But other than that, the Thurrock is the next nearest one.
Oh, is there one in Thurrock?
It's Thurrock, Crayford.
Uh-huh.
And then somewhere else.
Acton
and...
Okay.
Charlton. One in Ashford.
So getting into Greater London. Oh, is there an Ashford one as well?
Yeah, the Ashford one, which is Ashford Retail Park, Barry Road. I used to work near there as well, so... But it's still a bit of a trip. I mean, that's 25 miles away.
Yeah.
So, Farrell's nearer.
Mm. Do you work for Smith's Toys by any chance, Jeremy? Because you seem to have worked in or near the areas where they're all...
I'll ask you a question then.
They've been stalking me.
I'll ask you a question, Jeremy. Do you know what a Porg is?
I very much know what a Porg is, so I clearly don't work there.
Well... What I've been doing is every time I've been going in Smith's, I've been asking whoever works there what a Porg is, and nobody knows as yet. I even asked one of the managers. No.
Wow.
One of them actually said it's from Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they had a go, bless them. They made an attempt, and you got to love them for that. Wow, that's impressive. I was aware there was like a few different types of Porg toys. I was a little bit... We'll come to me. That's fine. Jeremy, what about you, mate?
Well, I had the children. I have children on Thursday night, so we couldn't make the midnight meeting with you guys. So in the morning, me and the kids, Laura and Freddie, went to the local Smiths. So when we turned up, there was a shore trooper outside and a storm trooper and a Death Star commander. And we were thinking, oh, this is going to be really good. You know, stood outside, had some pictures, went in, and there was nothing new. Not a thing. There was no display anywhere. There was really, it was like, where's the Star Wars stuff? We had to go and find it. And it looked like there was less than normal. We looked at it was terrible. We looked at the Funkos that were there. And there were some, you know, Harry Potter ones and other franchises, which I thoroughly enjoy. But no new Star Wars ones at all. So we just turned around and walked straight back out. Even the Lego, there was no new Lego, nothing. Because Freddie loves his Lego.
Yeah, you'd think that they would go to the trouble, if they're going to go to the trouble of booking some people turning up in fancy dress, you'd think they'd go to the trouble of maybe getting a few toys in. That's crazy.
You know, like I've seen the picture of Kylo Ren and all, you know, everyone saying Force Friday and all these kind of images. There was nothing. It was like, if you went in there, you'd be like, why are these weirdos dressed up? There is nothing going on here at all. So we promptly turned around and drove to Toys R Us, which is one you went to. And there was no fancy dress people, but there was Star Wars things. There's a massive Star Wars display. Yeah, I know. You know, as you walk straight into that Toys R Us, there's a big wall of Star Wars, and it was all... Yep. New Porgs and Funkos. I taught the children that if there's any toys in a shop where if you press the button it'll make a noise, you have to press all of them straight away and run away. So
we
pressed all of the Porgs, so all of the Porgs were going meh, 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 making their funny noise. And then I said to them, we've got a tenner each, you know, me and them all had a tenner each, you can buy whatever you want. Okay. And so we all had a Funko each. Alana on the way up there was just saying, I want the Ray, because they were looking them online and stuff. I want the Ray, I love the Ray. So she was like, I'm at the race straight away. I bought Chewy with a Porg, just because I've got a Porg and a Chewy, all for the price of a tenner. And Freddy could make up his mind because that's Freddy, which I'm sure you'll find out soon enough.
It's a child thing.
But he didn't know whether he wanted to go with, you know, a Finn or a Poe, or initially he really wanted Snoke. That's the one he wanted to get. But when he looked at all of the others, he went for Poe in the end, because he liked Poe's got a gold blaster, and he loved his blaster.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we got that. And then we went to the checkout, and all the people are bedecked in their Last Jedi t-shirts and stuff like that. And they were, oh, it should have been at midnight. It was brilliant. And they were really, really enthusiastic, whereas the people at Smith's were like, yeah, we've been paid to dress like this, and it's rubbish.
Yeah.
And, and we went through the till, and the lady said, oh, well, because if we put them all through separately, if you go to that lady over there, you'll get a free poster and a t-shirt for the children.
Oh, nice.
Cool. So they went over there, and they both got a free t-shirt each, and we've got a poster each. And,
brilliant.
Mark texted me to say, oh, can you get me a poster? And Lana, I said to the kids, I'll give one of these to Mark. And Lana's immediately gone, oh, we can have my one. It's fine. So Lana's donated her poster to Mark.
Isn't she nice?
Thank you.
Actually, yeah, they're both quite sweet, to be fair. So we're very, very pleased.
I'm fond of them both, don't get me wrong. Just so we're clear.
And then we came back home and put them in the Funko Pop collection. And I've now said that it's not my collection and their couple of ones. It's now all of our collection.
Yeah. So
they've gained loads of Funkos, and I have probably lost them all. But Toys R Us were brilliant. They were really, really good. And
I was pleased with it.
Basically rubbish.
Yeah. Are they a relatively new company, Smiths, in comparison?
I'm not sure how long they've been going. They're an Irish company. I will try and find out, actually.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm just wondering if it's just, you know, they're not as kind of invested in the whole scene, because they're just not as... Obviously, Toys R Us have been around for decades.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were... it's still, you know, I still look back fondly on my experiences when I was a kid going to Toys R Us, and, you know... And it's been there as long as I can remember. Certainly, even in that same one. So, you know, whereas Smiths, I've only heard their name pop up in the last few years. I'm sure they're older than that, but
it does feel quite recent, Smiths, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I have to also bear in mind that as I've got older, I look for toy shops less and less. Plus, I don't have kids, and that sort of thing. So, for me, there's no hook to bring me into toy shops more regularly than just, oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Which is how my Force Friday went.
Tell us about your visit.
Well, mine was a little bit different. The Toys R Us near us, the Medway one, was open for Force Friday midnight. So we got together, myself and Mark, other Mark from Talk Star Wars, as well as a couple of VIPs. So we had Omer, Joe Crouch, he ain't no slouch, and Andy Smith were all there. And they were all jolly nice chaps, and had a lovely chat to them and stuff about all things Star Wars. And Mark did a little preamble before we went in about what people were looking forward to buying. And I remember very distinctly saying, I've got nothing particular I'm going to buy. That lasted about 8 minutes. what was nice, it's just escaped me. Hang on, let me see if I can recover it. I'll keep going and hope it comes back to me. Outside Toys R Us, I was able to give Mark his belated birthday present. So it was in the VIP group on Talk Star Wars, which you can find out about by listening to the sponsorship spot that's no doubt going to play throughout this, or failing that, we'll tell you about it at the end. And I was at Rob Cast over at the roundtable, our Canadian correspondent for Talk Star Wars, was kind enough to organise a signed T-shirt that made its way around most of the Commonwealth. So all parts of Canada, most of America. He actually took it with him as a sort of a secretive thing. He actually took it with him to Orlando to Celebration, and actually got it signed by a couple of the podcasters while they were there without Mark twigging that something was amiss. So then it finally found its way to me in, I think, July. But I just haven't, I hadn't seen Mark to give it to him. So Force Friday was our first window to actually, for me to hand it over in a couple of months. Because obviously last time, Jeremy, we was when we went to Identities.
Yeah, we were at the O2, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And that was in, I think, end of May, wasn't it?
Mm.
Last week of May. So it's been a, quite a while since I've been able to see anybody, really. So that was exciting. So we went in, so we queued up. There must have been about 50 of us. In fact, I know how many there were, because I'll come to that. So we're queuing up, and as we're going in, they're doing it sort of, they're letting us all into the shop kind of three at a time is what they're doing. So as they go in, as we go around the corner, we find out that they're letting three people at a time go up to the wall and start looking. And then, you know, after a couple of minutes, they let another three people in to start looking as well, because people have chosen their stuff and wandered on. And we were given raffle tickets as we went in. I was like, okay, fair enough. So it's a free raffle. They're just giving, you know, they're giving prizes away. So we're standing there in our thing with our raffle tickets in hand. And we get to, I think there's a little sort of display just before the Star Wars War. So we're kind of half a dozen people or so from the front of the queue ready to go up. And they start announcing the winners of the raffle. So this has been half an hour at this point that the doors have been open. So we haven't made a lot of progress by this point getting through the doors. But we stood there and they call out the first number and that was close. That was almost one of ours. It was like in the 50s or something. We had our sort of, all ours were in the mid 40s. And then they call 46. Now 46 was my number. I was like, oh, okay, I've won something. Excellent. And I knew the prizes were good because we'd seen them on the way in. And they said, oh, I'll go and find out what you've won and I'll bring it over so you can see it and then just pick it up on the way out. So, I sort of wait in there for a couple of minutes, and in the meantime, they call 44, which is Joe's number. So in the space of 2 minutes, we've gone from not winning anything to two out of three prizes have gone to people in our group.
Fantastic.
Which is always nice. Yeah. So they bring over my prize, and it's the Lego BB-8 model, the big one.
Oh.
Which I was quite pleased with that. It's always nice to have Lego. It's always especially nice to have Lego. And then Joe won one of those Black Series voice changing Stormtrooper helmets, which was also pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they said, oh, you know, collect those on the way out, and so we, all right, fine. So they go and put them behind the till for us, and then we're queuing up, and I walk up, and the first thing I do, without even missing a beat, because at this point I'm kind of swept up in it all because I'm having a lot of fun. So I walk up and I pick up a Thrawn Black Series immediately.
Oh, you've got to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talked about it with Mark on the little pre-show Kessel Run he did just before we went in. And I'd said it was a possibility. So I prepared myself for that eventuality. So I picked it up and I'm having a browse around. And the what's nice is the staff, you said, Jeremy, about the staff on duty were all dressed up and having fun and stuff. They were having even more fun at midnight as well. All the staff who were on wanted to be there, very clearly. They weren't just it's time and a half or whatever. They were all clearly having a lot of fun. Obviously, I'm sure if you work at Toys R Us, you probably have to like kids. I would say if you're going to be any good at the job, anyway.
Just help.
Yeah, exactly. So they're probably happy about the fact that their kids are excited and stuff.
Yeah.
But the woman who was sort of standing at the wall, not guarding, but, you know, just kind of overseeing things, said, I'm not sure why he's so popular. And I did a bit of fedora wearing. I was like, well, you know, I'm quite happy to, you know, I said, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with Star Wars. I can explain it to you if you want. And she said, oh, no, I know a little bit about it. I was like, okay, well, and I explained about how Thrawn used to be a character in the old expanded books, and then he got made into the sort of the legends, so he wasn't canon anymore, and now they've brought him back in. I said, they brought him back in Rebels, and she goes, oh, I know Rebels, yeah. So we had a nice chat about that and talked about the film and all sorts. And then I got swept up in the conversation, and while we're standing there talking, me and this lady, whose name escapes me. I was going to give her a shout out for being so nice, but unfortunately, I've since forgotten her name, so I'm very sorry about that. But all the time I'm standing chatting to her, I'm browsing the my eyes are scanning the Black Series aisle, the Black Series display, and I end up buying a Darth Vader as well. Yeah. So that was, I was quite pleased with that too, though, because it's a really nice, have you guys seen that Black Series 6-inch?
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's beautiful. It's really nice.
It's the repack from the 40th anniversary. Carded one into. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains why it's so good then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're doing really, a few really more. Nice. They're doing the Jawa and the Sam Person.
Are they?
Repacking, well, yeah.
Paul has a birthday coming up, I'm sure. that's good to know. But so I bought those two, and then we realized we're standing there, and Omer and Joe have all, and Mark and Andy have all been up and sort of chosen their bits, and we're standing there talking, and we go, I wonder if we can just wander around the shop. Because we wondered if, you know, maybe they go, right, you got your Star Wars stuff, go to the till, all that. Oh, no, it was totally, the whole store was open.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, oh, so we went, good. You know, we went wandering everywhere. We went, looked at the video games, went, looked at the main Lego display, because they did have some Lego stuff in the Last Jedi display, but there was also, obviously, the normal Lego displays.
Yeah.
Went and looked at the WWE stuff, which obviously Omer is a big fan of, and I saw a few cool things I'd quite happily buy if I was younger.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's those title belts, isn't it? The fake plastic ones. I really want one of those, but I want a particular one, and unfortunately it's quite pricey still. So, if I say the spinning Cena belt, Jeremy, you'll know what I mean, right?
Yeah, you don't want the smoking skull one then?
I would love one of those, but the spinning one has connotations I'd much rather use it for. I can explain off air, because obviously it's not a Star Wars discussion, but that I used to have one when I was younger, because a friend of mine bought it for me as a gag gift, and now I want it for something, I want it for a project, and I can't find it. And my dad's convinced that I never had it, but I know I did, because I have a picture somewhere of me posing with it like an idiot.
I need to see that.
Yeah, if I ever do find it, I'll be sure to pass it on. But unfortunately, it's one of those things.
The WWE toy box.
Yes. but I did. I wasn't done buying Star Wars stuff. I bought before I got to the till. I had the little displays where they have like the Magic the Gathering cards and the Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff like that.
Mm.
They also had Star Wars Destiny, which is the dice and card game that the Fantasy Flight one. I have that game, and I've gone a little nuts, as I'm one to do, with collectible items, particularly in the tabletop gaming space. I think I've spent about 75, 80 quid in total on boosters over since the game came out and since I got my starter sets. And then they announced on Force Friday that there's going to be a two-player starter set, which is all I ever wanted. So I ended up having to buy two one-player ones, because it's not much good having a starter set if nobody can play with you. So I have one of each of those, and then they've announced it's going to be a new Last Jedi themed one. I'm like, oh, brilliant. So that's great. I'm really thrilled about that. That's just brilliant. Yeah. So I may have to pick that up too, but we'll see.
We need a review of that then.
Yeah, I bought three of those, three of the boosters, because they had the other thing was that when the game first came out, they had the Awakening set, which was the one with BB-8 on the front.
Yeah.
And I wasn't collecting at the time, but obviously there are a few characters out of it that I would go, oh, well, if I could get a chance to get one of them, I'd be really happy. And then I bought my starter sets. By that point, they'd released the second one, which I think is called Rebellion or Rise of Rebellion or something like that.
Yeah.
And I bought the starter sets and a couple of the boosters from there, but I couldn't get the Awakenings ones for love nor money. And they've since reprinted them, so there's a few of those doing the rounds. So anytime I see them now, my brain is still in that kind of, in that state where it goes, ooh, rare, must buy. So all the way home after this, so I paid my stuff, and I think I spent about £60, which is, for me, that's quite, considering I'd just been paid that day. I considered that a great show of willpower, because I could have very easily walked away with a lot more stuff. But on the way back, I was saying to, because Omer gave me a lift and Joe came with us, and I said, the problem I'm going to have is convincing Jen that I didn't buy the Lego. Because she knows I can get excited about buying things, because obviously she lives with me, so she sees it all. And I get home and I put everything on the kitchen table and I go to bed. Because at this point, it's like 2:30 in the morning as well. So I go to bed and I said to her just before we go to sleep, I said, look, in the morning, you're going to see what I bought. And I want you to know that I won a bit of it. I didn't just buy it all. So, okay, fine. And she's half asleep, so she doesn't. She takes in a bit of it, but she doesn't take in a lot. So the following morning, she goes, you said you won something, right, out of this stuff? And I said, yeah, I won the... She said, which bit did you win? I said, the Lego. And she went, oh, cool. And then she went quiet for about a second and a half. And she went, can I build it? Yeah, so in the end, all I had to worry about was, am I going to get a chance to play with it, or is it gone forever? But considering the option, the other possibilities, I consider that a victory.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So those are our Force Fridays. So overall, did you have a kind of positive experience of Force Friday, guys, or was the Smiths thing a bit of a?
Eventually. Yeah. Now I've got more or less what I need. I'm looking for the rest of the 3¾, but I will get them eventually. Mm-hmm. Just a little update on Smiths.
Yep.
They were founded on the 23rd of December, 1986.
Oh, wow. So they've been nearly...
So they're going 30 years. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's weird that I've only just heard of them in the last 5.
They seem to have grown in the past few years.
Yeah,
they
maybe
have,
that's...
100-plus stars.
Wow.
They must be all in Ireland then.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I enjoyed my Force Friday because I wasn't disappointed with Smiths because I wasn't really expecting much. And I wasn't. Mark does daily updates of how terrible they are, so I thought we'd have a look. And it was nice to see the guys dressed up, and it's always great taking kids into a shop like that anyway. If you've got little kids, it makes it. And then, on the way to Toys R Us, they're getting all excited again. And when you go in there, Toys R Us is such a positive experience that overall, I really enjoyed it. I would have gone to a midnight show, and Freddie would have been fine because Freddie's a real night owl. But Alana's not so much of a night girl. So maybe next year, if they do another one next year, I might bring Freddie along and leave Alana behind. Because Freddie would love it. Yeah, no, Freddie would love it. I mean, he still keeps on about, the time up the O2, so he loved it.
Oh, wow.
He loves all that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Bless him. Yeah.
And how cool Rob is. I don't know if there was Rob there that you were speaking to.
You're buttering me up like a crumpet.
No, it's true. little traitor that he is.
Bless his heart. He's my new number one fan, it seems.
Yeah, he's not quite listened to the Crazy Train just yet, though.
That is fair.
We'll leave that for a bit.
He's not quite old enough to appreciate its nuance, I think.
No.
Well, you will get another Force Friday in a couple of months. Because the Han Solo's film's out in May.
Oh, yes, of course. So then there's a good chance they may do something for that.
Exactly.
Oh, very nice. Did they do one for Rogue One?
Not officially.
I mean, they do Rogue Fridays.
Okay.
So we're going to have like Han Friday then.
Yeah, exactly.
Untitled Friday.
Yeah, an unspecified day as well to make it. It's going to turn up one day. Look, they got toys. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
It's going to turn up in boxes, an unspecified number to an unspecified store. On a particular, on a Friday, it'll just be
with
a Friday.
With random directors.
Yeah. Still, I mean, if there's some cool characters, I might give it a go. My pop collection would no doubt.
I'm finding that if I'm going to Smith's or anything like, not Smith's, because if I go to Toys R Us or whatever, I'm buying Funko's from there, because I know if I start buying Black Series or any of these, they're gorgeous figures. If I start buying them, I'm going to get really I must have all of them. You look at Mark's shelf up, on the back of him when he's recording, you think there's hundreds of pounds there. And I just think, no, if I'm going through a tenner each, I can justify that. And I've got one, which is the Death Troop, which is the shiny, amazing one, which I think was
nice. 20 quid.
But
yeah,
you can, and you'll never get all the Funko, so you haven't got to worry about it. Whereas if there's 12 in the series and they're £45 each, you'll think, oh, I must get these.
I must own them all.
Yeah, I can eat another month. So, you know, so with the Force Fridays and stuff like that, I know that I'm only going to go in there and look at them. I can look in awe at the other stuff, and the Porgs are great and all that kind of stuff. I know that I'm quite safe that I'm not going to buy them.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid.
What was the selection of Porgs like in the Toys R Us that you went, that it, Debbie went to for you, Mark? Do you know?
The Funkos, there was a couple. She didn't get the Chase one, unfortunately. We're still looking for that one.
They were long gone by the time we even got to the front of the queue.
We got a flocked Chewbacca, though.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, an exclusive flocked Chewbacca.
Okay.
Which was nice.
Yeah. I think Omer,
he got one.
Yeah, you think he just put a picture up today.
Yeah.
That one, so that's cool. Yeah. It's nice that there's all these different variants. It's good. I have about
three
different Punishers because of the same for the same reason. there's variations on the theme because they know they're going to get me that way. Ultimately.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
You can't knock a Punisher either, can you?
Absolutely not. I would not to his face. The reason I ask is because I feel like I'm surprised in a, you know, not kind of shocked or anything like that, but I'm a little surprised that they didn't capitalize more heavily on the soft aspect of the Porgs.
I was expecting a Furby Porg.
Yeah, that sort of size. Yeah. I was thinking of something that sort of size with no animatronics, just something you can cuddle for like 15 quid.
I think it was Target that was the giveaway, the massive Porgs.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Size. One of those on Twitter, yeah. Somebody got this enormous Porg that's about a foot and a half.
I know a friend of the podcast, Steel Saunders, wasn't happy about that because I didn't publicize it.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
And everybody that called into his show got one.
Oh, bless
you. So getting more and more irritated all the way through the show.
Yeah, I can imagine, I can imagine he was dismayed by this. I have to get him on again. He's a good chap.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I like Steel. A lot of times.
He's a big Ewok fan, so I knew he was going to be a big Porg fan as well.
Yeah, he seems to like the kind of the soft characters that could still have personality, even if they look very similar. Yeah, so that's, I think overall that speaks to a reasonably good Force Friday experience.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the amount of fun I had because of the horror stories I've heard about previous ones.
Yeah, I think what it is, when you're in the queue, you're just talking to other Star Wars fans. It's like being a celebration.
Yeah, very true. Yeah,
it's just an experience, really.
Obviously, we shipped in our own fans to the event, but I mean, we were probably only about 10% of the overall crowd that was there. You know, maybe a little bit less than that. Because there's about between 50 and 60 people, I think, in the first wave of midnight opening stuff.
Yeah. There were about 20 people at Smith's.
Yeah. Well, I was pleased that it was, you know, well kind of, you know, the staff were into it, the stock was decent. I was just worried that, you know, I've heard horror stories like Robert Generation X-Wing went to Force Friday. I think I can't remember if it was Rogue Friday or it must have been Rogue Friday because I was already listening by this point. And they had a miserable time. Because there was nothing in
I had a really bad book Friday.
Yeah. This is it. It's nice to see that they've actually taken the time to do it properly this time.
Mm.
It's almost like the fandom went, all right, do it again, but properly this time.
Yeah. Less said about Asda, the better.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, so we can talk about it a little bit, though. Because, funnily enough, we didn't go to... we went to Asda on the night, me, Joe, and Omer, but it was to just buy a snack and a drink.
Right.
We were joking about going upstairs to have a look at the Star Wars stuff, but by the sounds of it, there's next to none of it even now.
No. That's I went yesterday. They have a stand at the end of the towel aisle.
Mm-hmm.
and got some Black Series figures.
Yeah.
Bears, Chero, Jin, Cassian, and they are £27.
Well, isn't that even, so they're like, isn't that even more expensive than retail?
Yes, it is. It's a little, I mean, there were 22 when they first came out, but Cassian and Jin you can get for £6 now.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they expect to sell them at 27? I'll never know.
No, that's unfortunate because
even the 3¾ are £12.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was going to pick one up, but I thought, well, why should I? When I can go down and get one for £10.
Well, quite so. You know, for the sake of if it was, the only place in 5 miles that you could get it from, that's one thing.
Oh, but yeah, yeah.
If it's just, you can walk around the corner and there's another shop that does them cheaper, then why would you? Why would you not?
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense. That's a shame. Say, the selection around here apparently isn't much cop either. I haven't even bothered looking, to be honest, just because I've heard so many bad things.
Yep.
It's a shame. I suppose, maybe because they're a supermarket, ultimately. So any toy stuff they have is kind of in addition to, rather than, there's not an expectation on them to be a toy retailer, but you'd hope they'd have a bit of a selection,
Well, the parent company Walmart, they were putting their stuff out way before Force Friday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They have the contract with Hasbro to do the fully articulated 3¾, which I believe they're going to lose at Christmas anyway. So.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Is that just based on a vibe or?
No, it's a rumor that it's been going on around for a while. I mean,
interesting.
Their distribution's rubbish anyway. I contacted Walmart to see if they could send some over to Asda, who are the same company, but they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
It's probably some silly distribution law around it or something. Who knows?
Yeah, they did say they use different distributors, but I just can't understand it.
No, it's a shame.
It is.
Yeah, but we'll
collectors are missing out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the trouble, isn't it? So, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a very quick break here, and when we come back, we'll have happier talk. So, we'll keep it positive on the toy box. So, we'll be back in a few.
If you'd like to support what we do here at Talk Star Wars, you can do so by becoming a TSW sponsor. For as little as £1 per month, given securely via PayPal, you'll help us keep the lights on here at Talk Star Wars. When you become a TSW sponsor, we will automatically make you a TSW VIP. As a VIP, you'll get access to an exclusive stream of content that provides you with a daily podcast called the TSW Kessel Run, membership to the TSW VIP Facebook group, priority releases of shows such as the TSW Toy Box and TSW Comics. You'll also get priority access to the TSW Feature Com series and weekly Facebook Live and AMA sessions. There are also newsletters and a monthly prize draw. Head to talkstarwars.co.uk/support and become a TSW sponsor today, and the Force will be with you always.
And we're back, so I'll make it so that it's the VIP spot that goes in there, which is the way that you can get episodes like this as soon as they're available, get them a little bit earlier than the rest of the world. And there's a number of perks that just gets bigger every time I talk about it, it seems. And I swear to mind, I mention it minimum once a week. I feel like even then, every week it gets a bit more, the value gets a little bit higher. So. Echo Live, Mark, is, at the time of recording, a month away. So what is it, 5 weeks?
Yep.
5 weeks.
14th of October.
14th of October. So we have good news on this front. As it currently stands, the entire TSW Toy Box crew will be in attendance.
Yep.
So we shall all be there. We shall all be available to chat to people, obviously. We'll be hoping to record as much as we can while we're there.
Definitely.
Whether it's video, audio, a bit of both, we'll find out soon enough. But Mark, this is mine and Jeremy's first Echo Live.
Yes.
So tell us what we're in for.
Not a lot of money coming away from it, because you're going to spend a hell of a lot there.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting to make money. What's going on?
Just walk around with your mouth open. That's what will happen. You'll be going, oh, I remember one of that. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, nice. That sounds pretty cool. Yeah. So for the uninitiated, which in this case is myself, what is Echo Live all about?
It is a celebration of vintage Star Wars, basically. Okay. There will be vendors there with most 90% Star Wars, vintage Star Wars. There'll be other things, Black Series, modern stuff, Lego, things like that.
Yeah.
But it is mainly vintage Star Wars.
Cool. Okay. So is it it's to buy kind of for collectors and stuff to go and buy things from there? Is there bring and buy?
Yeah, Star Wars fans, collectors. You can start your collection. You can build on your collection.
Cool.
You can sell it. You can take a lot of things along and you can swap it with the vendors.
Okay. So you can actually go along and kind of barter almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
That's what I intend to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So have you got a kind of stuff in mind for what you want to take away from it?
There is GW acrylic going to be there, and he saved me some cases. Yeah, the 40th anniversary cases. He's saving me some.
Ah, marvellous. Okay. Excellent.
They sold out straight away. Coming back in a couple of weeks, but he promised me he's going to save me.
Cool. Nice. Well, we've got that on tape. So, GW acrylic, if you're listening, and we're not able to furnish Mark with that, he will be very sad. And you should. And if that happens, you should be for shame, sirs.
I would like to build on my last 17. I still need 10 of them.
Wow. Very okay. Expensive. So you want to get to halfway, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
That'd be good.
Maybe. It just depends on how much I can get them for.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, which ones are you missing?
I am after the Romba, the last of the Ewoks I need.
Okay.
Han Solo and Carbonite I'd be looking for. Both the last 17 Lukes.
Right.
Things like that, really.
So which are the last 17 Lukes?
There's a Luke Stormtrooper, which I need, and the Luke Endor.
Okay, so the one in the black sort of black and in the poncho, the black and dark grey outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Nice. Jeremy, you got any plans of stuff you want to pick up while you're there?
I'm determined to get my elusive R5-D4. I'm determined to get him this time. Okay. I'd like to come away with some money, which I'm not entirely sure I will be.
Yes.
I've got the 77 R2 I still need to get.
Okay.
I'm going to take my spreadsheet with me and basically tick off what I need to get. I need to get some of the little ones, like I need an Ugnaught. I've got a couple of Yodans, but I've got them in batches of stuff, and they haven't got any, you know, accessories. They're just like naked Yoda, which is worse than naked Steve.
That is quite bad. Yeah, it's like a compact version.
It is, but with smaller ears. And if we bring Freddy with us, then I'm not expecting to take any money away with me at all. I've got plenty of last 17 to collect, but they seemed only the top end, the Stormtrooper Luke, Yak Face, the droid with his arms always fall off, EV. Mm-hmm. 9 or whatever it is. I've got a lot of the last 17. I've got the Han and Carbonite, and I've got Romba. I'm going to boast about that. But there's a few that I'm still yet to get, and they're the really top end ones, which are a bit more of a. You look at it and you're like, oh, it's a tiny piece of plastic, and they want £200 for it. And
I could get
20 Funkos for that.
Yeah. Especially now you've determined to.
Or an MOT. You know, you've got to put things in perspective.
Yeah. is a shame when you have to balance these things out. I can only afford this or this.
I think the joy of collecting the originals is the fact that it's a long, you're playing the long game, and you've got to think that people do find them at boot fairs and charity shops and stuff like that. And you think, one of these days, that'd be me. I'll be on, the next Toy Box recording going, you'll never guess what I found. A blue snaggletooth and a yak face, 50p each in my local charity.
Yeah.
Thanks, darling.
I'm not sure what's, I'm not sure which ones I ever picked up. I used to get a ton of vintage stuff at boot fairs when I was a kid. Yeah. Well, I used to go there. That's why I went to the boot fairs. That's why my parents brought me along, was because they'd say, oh, well, they want to go to the boot fair. I'd be like, oh, I can't be bothered. And they're like, well, you might be able to get Star Wars figures, and I'd already be in the car before I finished talking. Now, how'd you do that? I was like, never mind. Let's just go to the boot fair.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on, Jeremy.
No, I didn't get to a boot fair all year, and judging by the weather, I don't think I'm going in now. So,
no, sadly not. Yeah, it used to be more of a thing I used to do with my dad, and he's abroad more than he's here now. Yeah. And obviously, like you say, the weather's turned as well now. So, maybe we should start a little boot fair club.
I think we should next year. Where there's enough locals that we could do.
Yeah.
We could do a boot fair attack once a week, maybe, or once a month.
I think you're right. I think we've probably worked that out.
Yeah, so we can do that.
Yeah.
Just to be anyway,
back to Echo Live.
Yeah.
So, Mark, so there's there's all sorts of stalls and stuff and stands. Is there any other? You mentioned in the break that there's autographs.
Yeah, there's they seem to have grown from last year. I know they have moved from the unit there was using last year. It seems to be a lot bigger. They had last time a couple of actors who played Stormtroopers, Laurie Good and Chris Bunn.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the one that bumped his head.
Yeah.
And the other one was the original prototype Stormtroopers.
Okay.
They're back again.
Okay.
But this time we have got Paul Blake, who played Greedo.
Nice.
He was a really nice man because I've met him before. Hopefully we can get an interview with him because he's a really, really, really nice man.
Whatever we can do, Yeah.
I've got Ken Corley coming, played Admiral Piet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've got his autograph. Got him at Celebration last year. And Sean Simpkins, who played Klaatu.
Cool. That's pretty awesome.
I've been talking to Adam Pemberton today, who runs Echo Base, and he has other people in the wings that he's going to announce very soon. So,
excellent.
Keep your eye out for that one.
Well, like you say, we'll maybe, hopefully we'll be able to get as many of them to chat to us as possible.
Definitely.
That would be awesome.
How much are we going to charge for autographs, obviously, when we're there? We're going to get some printed and,
I think we have to pay them.
I was thinking, I think we could do an exponential one where we start at 50p and then every time somebody comes along, it goes up.
Yes.
Yeah. Do that, I reckon we'll be at least 51p by the end of the day.
I reckon so. I reckon 25p profit at a push. Obviously, we'll do freebies for each other, right?
Just
make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just checking. All right.
Rob's one to be worth a lot of money one of these days. You'll be careful. I actually...
Buttering me up like a crumpet.
I did get a belated birthday present from Claire.
Marvellous.
Which was Dave Prowse autograph, which I was really pleased with.
Oh, nice.
I think happy birthday, Jeremy. You should turn to the dark side or something like that. And considering he's now stopping doing all of the circuits and he's not going to be making any more appearances, he's obviously getting poorly. He's not a young man, is he? So I was really pleased with that. True. But now it makes me worried that I'm going to be looking at all the other guys there thinking, I think they need some of my money in exchange for an autograph.
Yeah, it seems only right. But I say it's nice that timing is good.
Yeah, I mean,
because
I've not really collected autographs in the past. I've got a genuine Simon Pegg autograph because someone I know bumped into him and they knew I was a fan. Nice. So, and I've got Lance Henriksen's signed autobiography and Tom Baker.
Wow, cool.
But I haven't actually started, and I worry that I'm going to go, oh, I need all of these now.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. Yes. I haven't really got anything in mind for thing. I'll be, you know, open to ideas more than anything else while I'm there. Black Series, potentially, if there's something cool.
Yeah, there will be.
Although I feel like now I've got a good selection of the stuff I really wanted. So I've got my Krennic, thanks to your good self, Mark.
Yep.
And I have my Vader and I have my Thrawn. So unless I start getting things like Palpatine, Tarkin, and maybe just go for the, go for the Black Series of the villains, maybe that's the way forwards.
Yeah, yeah. Say it's good focus.
I have to say that when Freddy was in Toys R Us, he was looking at him and he kept saying to me, Daddy, why are all the villains so much cooler than the good guys? I don't know, but they are.
The world loves a...
They always have been.
Save that, yeah. Rescued.
He really wanted a Praetorian Guard, but they didn't have any of those.
No, that's true. Yeah,
they're coming out soon.
I just saw Omer shared a thing in the Toy Box group today with the a double pack with Ray.
Yeah.
He said it's a possibility. I think he's right that it probably suggests that she may encounter one over the course of the film.
Oh, definitely.
Obviously, with toys, it's difficult, isn't it? There's no way to be 100% sure because sometimes they just pack things in because it's a way of selling it that they wouldn't have otherwise had. But given some of the stuff that we've had suggested about where they're going to end up and where the characters are going to encounter each other and stuff, he's probably right. It's a strong possibility.
She's going to be on that Star Destroyer at the end.
I think you're probably right. I think by the end, that's where we're going to see her.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
She's going to get her hand chopped off.
Who knows?
Someone's
who
got knows? To
That's the thing, you know. They got to be doing the old, what's it called? The old sound alike, almost. Like the sort of the echoes of
Empire Strikes Ring Theory, back.
Yeah, Ring Theory. Thank you. That's the one I was looking for. Otherwise, my mouth just tried to decide to chew itself off instead. sadly, not always as easy as I'd like, but there you go. It's the old speech. Is there anything that maybe not isn't in your mind for Echo Live specifically, but what's on your guys' respective radars for future purchases?
Well, I'd like to go to Leicester Square on the 14th of September. The Lego Stellaris having a midnight opening.
Are they now? Okay.
The Ultimate Collector Series Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
But yes, I haven't got £650 spent on Lego, so.
That is fair enough. I don't think. Yeah, that's a shame. I'm sure I will see some spin off of that because I work around the corner from that shop. Pass by it quite frequently. A good possibility that it might be even busier than usual. That Lego store is always absolutely rammed, and it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I need to visit.
Just how busy it constantly is. You know, I've not even been there. Normally, when something like that opens for the first time near my work, I'll most definitely go there because obviously it's round the corner. Why would I not? But this one I haven't even entertained the idea because every time I walk past it, it's absolutely chock-a-block. And there's a queue round the corner. But, yeah. It's the, I hear it's the largest Lego store in the world now.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, that's probably part of the appeal, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
Is you've got the Lego fanatics who sort of travel. There's probably people who travel around the world.
Well,
going to all the different places.
Alana and Freddie were actually at Legoland today. And we had a little FaceTime earlier, and Freddie was showing me all. He got loads of got some Death Troopers, and he's got a mini Scout Walker, and all these kind of things. And I'm sure if he comes with us, you'll hear all about it, and you'll be very bored about it.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Oh well, you say that, Jeremy, but if there's one thing I'm good at, it's making it look like I'm engaged. So that'll be fine.
I don't think you've encountered anyone quite as much. I'm a Star Wars fanatic, and I'm a lifelong fan. And I'm lucky enough to have been there. I'm at the perfect age for a Star Wars fan because I've watched them all come up through. My son bores me. honestly.
Cool. So I mean, yeah, I think we've got a good, you know, a good kind of realistic list of achievable things for Echo Live.
Definitely.
Yeah. So the question becomes, I think, how do people kind of arrange to get in touch? So unless you guys have got any other stuff to add to the agenda, I'll do the old social media roundup and we can.
There's just a few bits that I want to pick up.
Go for it.
Generally.
Yeah. The floor is yours, buddy.
The West End Games source book has been reissued.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure when it actually comes out, but I'm going to pre-order it on Amazon. It's going to be about £80, unfortunately.
Wow.
Bit expensive, but well worth it. They actually use it in the Star Wars group to
write.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pablo uses it, so.
Cool.
I think it's 30 years old. That's why they're reissuing it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So it is. 30th anniversary. Oh, yeah. In fact, I've just found it on Fantasy Flight's website because they're the ones who publish it now.
Yeah.
$59.95 in US dollars for the
So
30th anniversary
might be,
edition.
It's so cheaper than that then.
The rule book and the source book come as a pair.
Fantastic.
Probably in. I was about to say that there's a shop around the corner from my house that has a few months ago they had a big donation of stuff from somebody doing the clear out, so they're selling loads of stuff off for charity.
Wow.
And one of the things they're selling, which I think they've still got in stock, is a first edition West End Games source book. It's not in great condition, which I think is why it's still there. But it's pretty cool, nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
I do find myself tempted because I do like, for some reason, I like owning role playing game source books more than I like playing the actual bloody game.
Yeah.
Because I have the Wizards of the Wizards of the Coast, I think, that did one using the D20. I'm trying to think now. Star Wars RPG. I think it's Wizards of the Coast. It was a few years ago.
Yeah,
here we go. Wizards of the Coast's Star Wars role-playing game. I have the source book for that.
Oh, cool.
I have a couple of others that I've bought over the years and never actually played a game. So, you know, that's fine, isn't it?
I forgot I had a couple of other belated birthday presents. I got a couple of playing card packs from that show figures from or people from the first 6 movies from my brother, which will never be opened because although I love playing cards, they look really cool. Mm. But he also bought me a Battlefront guide. He's like, oh, I bought this book for you. He said, I really thought about it because my brother's a moron and he'll go to the pound shop and buy you whatever's in there. But he'd actually made an effort and he'd looked up Star Wars stuff and he's gone, oh, I bought his book, Battlefront, you know, you'll love it. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. I said, do you know what that is? He's like, it's a Star Wars book. I said, yeah, but it's about Battlefront, a game. Like a game.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, okay. Well, you like that, wouldn't you? I said, well, I've never actually played it, but yeah, it's great.
Really?
So, yeah, why not? Yeah.
But so that's going to stand in cellophane because I've never played Battlefront. And I would, only then I'm going to get addicted to playing computer games again. And I'd keep the habit at 15 and I've been clean for years. But another thing,
don't tempt me to fall off that wagon.
Oh, don't tempt me. But another thing I got a Stormtrooper decanter.
Which, okay.
I saw that.
Oh,
nice.
Lovely. Really, really lovely. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's never going to have any alcohol in it because I drink it neat from the bottle, but it does look nice in the box.
Yeah, you are in many ways, Jeremy, loads of bits of a detective with 48 hours left to solve the case.
I know. I would be Jessica Jones if I had the right equipment.
Yeah, that is an important part of it,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
certainly to give the kind of the cosplay any sort of authenticity.
And also, Luke Cage does nothing for me.
No?
No.
Fair enough. No. I've not caught up with either, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I'm so behind on Netflix, it's unreal.
Oh, good. Netflix.
Do you know what it is? I can't remember if I told you this before. I don't think of myself as having Netflix. Because what we have is we have an account that we share with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And then that person shares with us their Netflix, but I forget that we have it shared with us, so I just don't think of myself as having it, even though I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you should. I finished Defenders the other day. That's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews of that one, so it's nice to hear that somebody being positive on it.
Oh, I never listen to other people's reviews. What do they know?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good fair point.
I hear people like Blade Runner, but I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. You're allowed to be wrong. That's all right. Yeah, so we are going to be, to reiterate, we're going to be at Echo Live, TSW Toy Box. The whole crew is going to be there. It's going to have a presence. And you'll be able to meet with us, have a chat. We may call on you to be on the show. Who knows?
Definitely.
So obviously the way to find out about that earlier rather than later is to become a TSW VIP, which you've hopefully already done in order to get this early. If you haven't already done that, go to talkstarwars.co.uk/support and find out all about how you can do that. Gentlemen, the social media things. Jeremy, where can people find you?
Can I do an advert for the VIP thing? Because
of course you can.
I don't understand.
Please.
You can pay £1 a month for probably the best month of entertainment you'll get. I pay £8 a month for Audible, and I get a book a month. Whereas with the VIP, I get a Kessel Run every day. I get the VIP group, which is amazing. And
yeah, it's a nice little perk. Yeah,
there are fantastic people in there. You have to sift through people like me, but there are some fantastic people in there. And you get all this other stuff early, and you get a giveaway every month. And honestly, for £1 a month, I mean, you can pay more, but for £1 a month, it is the best pound you'll spend every month. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I pay as a VIP as well, and I've never questioned. In fact, I've gone from, I'll do what I can to, I'll do as much as I can.
Yeah, me too.
Just because it's so good. And obviously I'm in there as well, and so's Mark, and we're all fantastic. So why would you not? It's a better question. Why would you not?
Exactly.
Come on. Get us all
and a month.
Come on. Exactly. You can lose that down the back of the couch.
Yep.
Probably do. Get it together. So, Jeremy, now you've had a chance to plug that, where can we find you on social media?
Talk
about Blade Runner and how wrong you are.
If you're lucky and you're a VIP, you'll find me in the VIP group just about every day. We don't just talk about Star Wars in there. We put the world to rights regularly.
I mean, Star Wars is the main discussion, but it's certainly not, limited to
sandwiches
solely. Yeah, I know.
There are sandwiches mentioned fairly often, normally by me.
I know.
No, we haven't had a lab sandwich yet, but
No, this is true. Give it time.
And you can find me on the Twitter thing. I'm Jeremy. Yep. Jeremy at Talk Star Wars, I believe I am.
Yes, I believe your username is at Rowling Jeremy. But you can search Jeremy at, if you search Talk Star Wars, in fact,
I'll appear somewhere
on Twitter. You'll get all of us, I think, over.
And if you look, there'll be a picture of the Toy Box logo as me, because it's better. Yes. Because it's much better looking.
Yeah, I have various logos that are better than my face, so I sympathise. Mark, how about you, mate?
Hi, I'm at TSW Toy Box Daily on Twitter. And Mark TSW Toy Box Daily on Facebook. But you can also join our group, TSW Toy Box, on Facebook.
Yes, indeed you can. And that one is not tied to the VIP program. Well, actually, the VIP Facebook group isn't. It's a perk. But the Toy Box one is, you're free to join whoever you are.
Yep.
The only thing we ask is, because we have families, obviously, browsing it, that you keep the language PG.
Yep.
Beyond that, you know, have at it, go nuts, you do you. Whatever you want to talk about is, you know, in the toy world is groovy with us. So that's Facebook. Is it Facebook.com/group/TSW Toy Box, right?
Yeah, it is.
Something like that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, post your collections and your toy runs on there.
Yes, indeed. And you have your Toy Run podcast as well, right? The Toy Run Daily.
The Toy Box Daily is Monday to Friday. Daily,
sorry, yes.
Yeah, I had to rebrand that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, perfectly. Everything's fine. It's just we had to. We weren't aware there was another show with a very similar name. So we've amicably agreed to rebrand ours, because if anything, Toy Box Daily fits nicer with what we're doing anyway. So there you go. It all worked out. Yeah. So you can also catch that in the Toy Box Facebook group. Mark is one to share it every time he has a new update, which is frequently because he's prolific. Yeah, that's quite all right. Well, you know, you've earned it. So it seems only fair. So you can find me on Twitter at RobWayVision. I'm also on Instagram. Don't tend to put a lot of Star Wars stuff on there, but what I do, you know, anything Star Warsy I do have, I do tend to put in those two places. So feel free to, you know, interact on there. And you can obviously find everything we do. Excuse me. You can also find everything we do at talkstarwars.co.uk, which is where the source of all this magic happens. And if you want to, like I say, you could become part of the VIP program. But, you know, generally the main thing we ask is that you just stop on by and say hello. We have the Talk Star Wars Facebook page, at Talk Star Wars on Twitter. I think we're at Talk Star Wars on Instagram as well. I'm not sure, but we're definitely Twitter and Facebook for sure. Get in touch. You can also email us at talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com with either the subject line Toy Box or TSW Toy Box, and it will get to us. And we'll see you on October the 14th at Echo Live.
Looking forward to it.
So,
look forward
thank you
to
very
it.
Much for listening, everybody. Thank you very much for everybody for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Mark?
Bye-bye. May
the toys be with you. There you go.
I'll do it again.
All right.
May the toys be with you.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.